first time I ever got posture trauma was in fifth grade. Now, to be clear, posture trauma is more of a made-up idea, but essentially, everyone nowadays is obsessed with having straight backs and proper posture. And for good reason. I do think having a good posture is important. But especially as we spend more time on screens and devices, this obsession makes a lot of sense and has become very important. But the first time I was ever scared by it was due to my fifth grade teacher. I don't remember what we were talking about, only that it somehow led to her discussing the amount of work she was going to give us in class, and that she wanted us to have a place to put our ongoing work without schlepping everything from home to school and back again. Her justification was that she had really bad posture. She had back problems in college and numerous other issues, and the reason for it? Her backpack was too heavy. Hello, and welcome to Jackie On, a podcast where I, Jackie, talk about my opinions on a bunch of different topics. This episode is Jackie On, The Fall of the Backpack. After my teacher had told me this, I became so worried about having a massive, fat backpack that would weigh me down and give me back problems that I guess her whole conversation had worked on me. But I still never ditched the backpack. It was always a bit uncomfortable, but there was a certain pride as a child of having a heavy backpack. I remember in middle school, I'd go to class and talk to my friends about, oh, my backpack's heavier because I have more work or I'm carrying more books or something, as though I should be really, really proud of it. And still, it wasn't until I learned about hiking and backpacking and needed a hiking backpack in my junior year of high school when I, very begrudgingly, did a winter camping trip, that I realized backpacks could be so comfortable you barely felt them. It was when I was adjusting the straps for this backpack with my dad, he was doing most of the work really, and I tried on the backpack, I felt so weighed down until I attached the hip straps. Not even the ugly cross straps on some backpacks that do offload some of the weight could offload as much as a backpack with hip straps. But for the activity, it makes a lot of sense. Outside this activity in everyday life, people contend with back pain by having the slimmest backpacks they possibly can. Pretty much the only time you see these overflowing of backpacks besides young school children is during travel, and the slim ones are in pretty much every other circumstance, where they almost look like flat boards as opposed to backpacks. And I'm guilty of this too. Backpacks have always been part of my life, and I remember traveling with my family, fitting literally every little thing into my small backpack just so I could keep the things I liked with me. I think we as people have gotten so good at packing backpacks, especially as a carry-on for travel, because we like things, and we like bringing these things with us to all the places we go. There's nothing wrong with that, only as I've aged more and more, the more I see backpacks in airports and less in college or on the streets. Because as much as we as people like bringing things around with us, there is one thing that we like even more, and that's looking cool. At college campuses everywhere, I have noticed that less and less people, particularly women, carry backpacks anymore. Most of them have tote bags or the Longchamp Le Pliage tote. I'm very specific with that for a reason, because I see so many people with that specific bag. I could walk to my class and probably notice at least 5 different girls who are carrying that bag without even trying. Now, part of this you could attribute to the increased use of computers and tablets that makes lugging around lots of stuff not necessary. But I really think that a push for fashion as well has paved the way for fashionable bags over utilitarian backpacks. And even the backpacks that you do see around have a certain aesthetic design to them that makes it so that the people carrying them don't look like utter losers. And I say that as someone who carries a backpack that kind of makes me look like an utter loser. Not that I care that much. But I do think one article also touches on it and deems it more of a coming-of-age tale. To be fair, this article really stole a lot of my arguments that I didn't even realize other people thought or wrote about, but the one unique argument that they made was that backpacks are often seen as something younger students wear, when they still have tons of loose-leaf papers and coloring for homework rather than using computers and iPads to do complex computations. I think that this implicit idea is definitely present, something more subversive, while the more overt reasoning tends to be because of fashion, or of something being a new trend, particularly for women. It's a really interesting standard because I often see specifically men wearing these sleek, nice-looking backpacks, and it being accepted as a mature work bag, while women have purses and other bags that are more shoulder-slung. One could claim this has to do with function versus form, but it's a direct example of double standards and how purses have become expected of women, not just because of a lack of pockets anymore, but because they are more feminine. And it's even more interesting, I think, because shoulder bags are worse for your back than backpacks, as they unevenly put pressure on one of your shoulders. But hey, that could be my posture trauma speaking, but I still think it's quite interesting that the alternatives we're finding now are almost worse for you than they used to be. The whole rationale when I was growing up is that a big backpack was bad for your back, and that's why you wanted to have less items. You wanted to keep more things at school and so on. And now as I've grown older, it seems that instead of it being about making sure your health is okay, it's about what you look like, fashionability, and making sure that you can carry everything that you need to carry. Even for college students, who some of us don't live on campus, and so we have to schlep our things from home to campus, and if you forgot something, you have to go back and get something or something else. And so you do see that push for technology that's overcoming a lot of this, even in English classes. For example, a philosophy class I'm in, I print out all of my notes or my readings instead of bringing a book with me every day, just because it makes life easier. And I think these little threads of convenience and fashion and trying to avoid back pain, they all converge somewhere. But at the end of the day, it really does become about trends. It becomes about what other people are wearing, what you see other people are wearing, and what you like. Talking about myself in terms of this whole picture, I fit into both categories of does and doesn't use a backpack. I will have you know I do have a backpack, but I also use a shoulder bag on the weekends, primarily because I don't see the point of bringing an entire backpack when all I want to do is bring a book for me to read as opposed to every single thing I own. Or transparently, if I'm going somewhere and want to appear somewhat cool, then I'll use my shoulder bag. My backpack is kind of sleek, but I overstuff it enough that it doesn't necessarily look sleek and is weird and lumpy sometimes when I'm carrying it around. And because of that, the coolness factor definitely attracted me too, especially with the bag I got. I got it because I saw similar styles in other people that I really enjoyed. And I think you could obviously connect this to trends and fashion and whatnot, but I think a bag that you carry has such a huge impact on your life, not only in terms of what you're putting in it and how you're using it, but also in what kind of message you're trying to convey or what kind of damage you want to do to yourself. Now, I would argue backpacks will always have their place in some capacity. We've had them for centuries, back when it was an essential part of human survival and travel, or even crucially a part of the military and innovated from there. But I really do wonder, as technology prevails more and more, what is the future of the backpack? Will designs become more streamlined, or will they adapt to become like the shoulder bags in high demand today? And will our shoulder bags get better at protecting your health, or will they forever be something that people can look to as a fashion piece, or to complement an outfit, or to get some weird kind of social currency from looking cooler, or more put together, or more mature than everyone else? Is it really just maturity that is stringing this whole picture along together and trying to make us think that we'll look cooler or better somehow, depending on this bag that we do and do not bring along with us? And I think another thing I want to add in terms of thinking about future innovations with bags is that you kind of get a lot of different things in terms of the marketing that companies will set up. A lot of bags are going to be increasingly marketed for travel because that's when we use backpacks the most. My backpack itself was marked as for travel because it has cool pockets that make it really accessible to grab a passport. But will bags also be marketed for other events like anti-pickpocketing? I've seen that pop up a lot, where safety and these different concerns are now marketing tactics in order to you to buy a bag. It's about features and comfortability, but also about if they look cool while being able to fulfill all of that. So I think this whole picture is obviously one that's still evolving, and I'm very curious to see how the bags of the future are. And you might argue, okay, this isn't that deep, this isn't that concerning, what does it matter what backpack I choose? And I think it says a lot about how we let the items that we use define us, and how we don't think about these items and how they define us until you really start to think about it in terms of when a backpack is increasingly disappearing from the college campus and instead you're seeing different bags replace it. What does that mean about the people who are replacing these bags? What does that mean for us as a society that we're all kind of going along with this one sweeping motion? So it really isn't a big deal. It really isn't that deep, but I do find it fascinating to see different remnants of items and tools that we're using slowly fade out or evolve in different ways. As I've mentioned, the backpack probably will do. For sure, we have seen the shape of backpacks turn to become more sleek and accommodate for the bare essentials and marketed for travel purposes, but I really want to see what other design ideals will be prioritized, or if the bag makers are going to fully pivot away from the backpack. I know people still use them. I know they're still widely in circulation, but the less and less I see them, and the more I see people go to other bag options, it does make you curious about what the bags of the future will hold. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Jackie On. I'll catch you in the next one.